This is Made in Montana News on the Treasure State Radio Network. I'm Jay Scott. Governor Greg Gianforte has directed the state's National Guard to coordinate with Texas officials about how Montana can lend resources to the southern border. The announcement officially permits the Montana National Guard to work with Texas to identify options to support efforts at the southern border. That's after the state's standoff with the federal government. The Adjutant General for Montana, Major General J. Peter Horonic, says the soldiers and airmen of the Montana National Guard are always ready to respond to requests for support from our fellow states. Quote, in recent years, we have provided support outside our state in response to hurricanes, flooding, and fire. We will immediately begin looking for ways to support Texas in its ongoing border mission. A judge that the Montana Supreme Court removed from a case last month has referred to the grandmother in the case as poison. The exchanges were recorded in a video of a September 11th hearing with Judge Deborah Kim Christopher, before the Montana Supreme Court removed her from the case last month for a decision it deemed a gross injustice. In that case, the judge of the Lake and Sanders counties abruptly ordered a child removed from his mother, who had raised him, and placed in custody with his father, who had only spent a few days a year with him. Neither parent asked for the change. They did disagree on a couple of details in their parenting plan. The child, now 5, has been returned to his mother, and the justices reassigned the case to a different judge. Professor Brooks Holland, a professor of legal ethics with Gonzaga University School of Law, described the Supreme Court removing Judge Christopher as extraordinary, both because the justices moved swiftly and because they reassigned the case. Quote, this was not an uncertain response from the Supreme Court about what they thought had happened, Holland said. They thought a manifest injustice had occurred. Judge Christopher is up for re-election this year, but says she isn't sure whether she'll run for the office again. She said the work is difficult, whether it's family law or negligent homicide, where nobody intended to kill somebody, but the person is just as dead. An attorney for a Glasgow couple says that a state court judge has illegally gagged them in a disputed child custody case in which a 14-year-old was removed from their home because of being suicidal. They want the state's high court to dissolve the order so they aren't jailed for speaking out against the state and its actions. It's the second time the Montana Supreme Court has received a motion from Bozeman attorney Matthew Monforton asking for the state's high court to stop a gag order and prevent possible sanctions against Todd Colstead and his wife Krista. The case stems from a child custody dispute with the Montana Child Protective Services, which is part of the Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services. In August of 2023, Colstead's child was removed because both the parents and the department agreed the child was suicidal. An inpatient psychiatric bed was open in Wyoming, but the parents objected, saying they wanted the child to remain in Montana, or they believed the child would be barred from undergoing any procedures in transitioning from a female to a male. The child identifies as male, even though the child was born biologically a female. According to court documents, the child is no longer in residential treatment and is now living with the mother in Canada. The parents have objected to using male pronouns with their daughter, as well as refusing to let her use typically male clothes. An electric vehicle charging station was destroyed over the weekend on the east side of Helena. But as to whether it was a deliberate act of vandalism or traffic mishap remains a mystery. Either way, it ended efforts to provide a place for people living at or visiting Mountain View Meadows with a convenient place to recharge their vehicle. Police say it is still unknown what type of vehicle was involved. Voters on Big Mountain will get to decide whether the area should be allowed to collect a resort tax. Flathead County commissioners have approved placing on the ballot May 7th a measure to create the Big Mountain Fire District resort area. Before the vote, the commissioners heard from residents who said implementing the resort tax would provide a necessary avenue to assist in paying for staffing and operational costs for the Big Mountain Fire District. The Montana Department of Commerce has certified that Big Mountain is eligible to collect the tax. The boundaries for the resort tax would follow those of the fire district. The maximum rate for the tax is 3%. The resort tax is typically collected on luxury retail sales, lodging, at restaurants, and for prepared food and alcoholic beverages. State law requires a portion of the resort tax collections go toward property tax relief in the area of collection. If you need to hear this report again, please check our Treasure State Radio or KGRT-DB webpages. Made in Montana News is podcast worldwide, with listeners in now 53 U.S. states and Canadian provinces, 3 Native American nations, in 33 countries on 6 continents. We also post expanded versions of our stories on Facebook. Made in Montana News is heard on the Treasure State Radio Network, including KMEH, 100.1 FM in Helena, Elkhorn Mountains Radio in Jefferson County, Homegrown Radio in Bozeman, King West Radio in Billings, Rescast Radio on the Fort Peck Reservation, PIVA Radio of the Northern Cheyenne Nation, and Crow Res Radio of the Crow Nation. That's Made in Montana News. I'm Jay Scott. This is the Treasure State Radio Network.